The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant, an NRG company, and by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
Good to see you. Good to have you with us here on Texans Extra Points. My name's Drew Doherty, and the Texans are looking to stack up some wins. They've got one last week. They're looking to get one tomorrow in Miami. They take a trip back to Florida. This is J.J. Moses, former Houston Texan and current Texans ambassador, and Brian T. Smith of the Houston Chronicle. We're going to chop it up in just a little bit. But first, we got to knock out some quick hits and get you caught up with all the Texans news that was this week. And let's start by previewing that game tomorrow against the Dolphins. It's a resurgent Dolphins team, if you believe what you've read, because they have a new head coach in Dan Campbell, a Texas A&M fighting Aggie from the late 1990s. The Texans say they'll have their hands full, and they know it's going to be a test.
Cameron Wake has 4 sacks last week. Obviously, that catches your eye. I think Ndamukong Suh is a great, obviously, interior player.
Try and keep him in the pocket and make him beat you from the pocket. But, yeah, it's going to be a good opportunity, good challenge.
At 2-4, it's been tough to find bright spots on this Texans season, but one who has shown brilliantly, wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins.
It's a lot of great players in the AFC, you know, so to be named, you know, the best this week, you know, that's an honor.
And the Texans added Charles James II on Tuesday. He made a name for himself in August on Hard Knocks, and really more so because of what he did on the field, making plays in the preseason. Don't know how much he's going to play tomorrow, but needless to say, he and the city of Houston and his teammates, glad that he's back.
You know, my agent, you know, he had called me at first, and he was like, you know, did you hear what happened? And he was laughing. I'm like, you know, I hope this is good. And I was like, well, what happened? He was like, the Texans claimed y'all. I'm like, oh, wow. Like, this is crazy. So it's good to be back, man.
All right, before we dive into what Texans team we're going to see tomorrow, have you guys ever seen a player who's near the bottom of the roster as far as additions and everything garner so much love, attention, fanfare as Charles James?
There's no one like Charles James. Yeah. I love me some Charles James. And you know, the Texans, it's funny, they haven't really been the same since they decided to get rid of Charles James. They start 1-4, they're 2-4 now. This is a huge, huge game for them in Miami. So maybe Charles James is the good luck charm they've been missing. And obviously I'm joking, but that's the type of personality and glow he has. He is a special, special guy. His charisma, his energy, his love for the game, and just his understanding that, you know, he's fought his whole life to be at this spot, to be back with the Texans is huge for him, and the fans absolutely love Mr. Happy Socks.
Absolutely. I totally agree, Brian, just like you said. And Drew, you got to get you some Charles James socks, man. I think you'll look cool with those.
You like those? All right.
I don't know, man, but like you said earlier, Brian, he brings this excitement, this X factor to this football team, and he can hurt you in so many ways. Obviously, we saw in preseason how he went back there, took a snap, and he took his first play to the house for a touchdown, and then obviously he played special teams and defensive back, so he's a phenomenal player, and I look forward to him making some big strides this football season with the Houston Texans.
Yeah, it'll be fun to see what he does, but let's get to the task at hand. What Texans team are we going to see tomorrow? We saw last week a pretty good one. Yeah. Got turnovers, didn't turn the ball over, was able to do some things offensively that were nice there in the second half. What do you see tomorrow?
I see a confident team. You know, we had that big win against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and we definitely needed that win. We're 2-4 right now, so we got to go down there right away, I think, and make some big plays at the opening part of the first quarter. If we do that, the crowd will kind of get settled in, and the Miami, I think they'll lose their ear a little bit. So I think if we go in right away, make some big plays, this team could possibly pull off another W.
What about you, Brian?
They've been hard to predict all season, Drew. You know, I mean, I thought this team would be better than they initially have been. I don't think anyone expected them to lose those first two games, start 1-4. But if they can win this game, this is a swing game. They're going to beat Tennessee at Energy Stadium next week. They'll be 4-4 going to the break against Cincy. It's got to be a smart, efficient team. They've got to play four quarters, and all the cliches come in. But I agree with what JJ said. if they can just stay ahead in this game and basically deflate. It's not so much the crowd. The Dolphins are a poor team. It's that persona they have with Campbell and the puff chest. We're going to out-muscle you. If they can take that away, Texans take this game, not turn the ball over, they can do it. But they've got to play smart football for four full quarters.
Yeah, you just brought up a very interesting point, because so much has been made over the last week or so about the toughness and everything that you just mentioned with Dan Campbell. Well, last week, prior to the game in Jacksonville, Bill O'Brien had the Texans practicing in full pads on Thursday. That's a rarity once you get into the season, especially in October. And you see it happening again this week. So that'll be something to watch. Toughness, does that come into play? How much does it come into play as we move forward? All right, we got to get into what DeAndre Hopkins has been doing and what more he can do. But first, our good pal John Harris takes us to break with this by the numbers.
31.25%. That's how often opposing offenses are converting on third down against the Houston Texans defense. That's the best mark in the entire NFL. And it's interesting because the Miami Dolphins offense is 29th in the league on third down, converting at a clip of just 31.15%. Arian Foster's rushed for 53 touchdowns in his career, but the very first of those came in Miami. As a rookie in 2009, Foster got loose for a 17-yard score, and he gave the Texans a commanding 24-0 lead in that contest. On that December day, wearing the jersey number 37, Foster carried the rock 19 times for 97 yards in what would be a 27-20 Texans victory. And speaking of W's, the Texans have never lost to the Miami Dolphins. That's right, Houston is a perfect 7-0 against Miami. They've won all three games at Sun Life Stadium there in Miami Gardens, Florida. And a win Sunday would push their 2015 record to 3-4. I'm John Harris, and this is By the Numbers.
JJ's body's so strong, he's like a real superhero.
You know, he can tame a wild beast with just a single look.
Hey, you make a girl, good job.
I heard he can pull a tree out of the ground and bench press it.
Those hands are like the size of bear claws.
All glazed with, oh, you mean like a bear.
Like a, yeah.
Ford F-150, the stuff legends are made of.
Now get an F-150 with 0% for 60 months or up to 10,000 total savings.
The official truck of J.J. Watt and the Houston Texans.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
Ben, I'm reinventing football as we know it. Done. But dumb. The turf, fresh lettuce.
That's hard to maintain.
Chalk lines, mayonnaise. The footballs, 100% all-American beef.
How would you even hold on to that?
We replace all the players' hands with buns.
Like buns over their hands?
No.
You'll go crazy, too, for the irresistible taste of Buttrucker's 100% all-American beef hamburgers with fresh baked buns and fresh fixings from our build-your-own bar.
Wouldn't they just eat their hands?
Good point.
Buttrucker's, the official hamburger of the Houston Texans.
Working with the Houston Astros to pioneer less invasive treatments for shoulder injuries. Advancing the way we treat foot and ankle injuries for Houston Ballet. And using innovative healing techniques to get the Houston Texans back on the field faster. Working with elite athletes to better treat the everyday athlete. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
On your mark, get set, punch it.
Get the ride of your life in the 2015 Nissan Altima. With blind spot warning and up to 270 horsepower.
What is not to love?
It's really comfortable. It fits to my body.
Nav, camera.
Lease the 38 MPG Highway Altima just $189 per month. Or choose 0% financing for up to 72 months. Shop ChooseNissan.com. Nissan, innovation that excites.